What's going on, everybody? American Football Network here with another video today. And today we are kicking off our mock drafts as we are starting with the Green Bay Packers. And it's going to be basically just nonstop mock draft stuff from now until we get up to the draft. Before we get started, make sure you guys like and subscribe. Comment those thoughts and opinions down below. Help me reach that goal of 1,150 subs by the end of February. We're probably about 66 away. So help us hit that goal. But let's go ahead and get started with today's video. So with the first pick for the Packers, it'll be round one, pick number 25. I have them taking a guy from Iowa, cornerback Cooper DeJean. Now, this is a guy who I don't expect to be here at 25, but in the mock draft I was doing, he was available, and I think that there is a chance that he could be. It depends on how the combine goes for some guys. You know, and how he does as well, but it's possible that he's here at this spot, and it wouldn't be a bad pickup for the Packers to take him if he is available here. I mean, he's just a lockdown corner out there. I think he would pair well on the opposite side of Jaire Alexander. I think that he is just a beast, and you know, after the Jaire Instagram post, there's been some talks maybe Jaire is going to be, you know, traded or whatever, released, let go, something that it kind of seemed like that might have been a farewell post to Green Bay. I don't really know. I don't really dive too deep into that kind of thing. But if, for instance, it were to be the case and Jaire gets traded, well, now you got Cooper DeJean, who's going to be a great replacement for him. But if you keep Jaire Alexander, then that's a guy that is going to be great out there for you as well. Because, you know, and he can play in the slot out wide, because you're going to lose Corey Ballantyne will be a free agent. Keyshawn Nixon will be a free agent as well. And I know Jonathan Owens and Rudy Ford played more of a kind of a safety role, but they also kind of played that nickel slash kind of slot spot, which isn't out of the question for DeJean. He's definitely capable of playing that. So we'll just have to wait and see with what all happens there. But I think DeJean would be a great addition for the back end of this defense. With pick number 41 in the second round, I have the Packers taking offensive tackle from Arizona, Jordan Morgan. This is a guy who I think could come in and replace Bakhtiari or potentially play right tackle, and you maybe move Zach Tom over to left tackle, something like that. But again, this is a guy in Jordan Morgan who I don't expect to be here at this stage. You know, just the way tackles go in the draft in general, I think that he could sneak into the back end of the first round. And again, who knows with the combine and all that stuff, this guy may end up, you know, jumping up even higher and being a mid to later round first round pick. But he was here, and I think that, I mean, there's definitely a possibility. It's still very early on in the draft process. You have all the big-name guys out of college who are going to be at top of boards for the most part. So, you know, Morgan could end up being available here. We'll just have to see how everything goes for him. But if he is, I think it would be a great pickup for the Packers. Now, second round, pick number 58, I have the Packers taking Kalen Bullock, the safety from USC. I think this guy is just an incredible ball hawk. He's good in the run game, good in the pass game. You know, just a guy that you want to have on your team, a high motor guy, good ball skills. And I think that he could come in and really help out this Packers secondary, who has three safeties that are going to be on the free agent market. And we'll see if they end up bringing all of them back or not. Darnell Savage, to me, I feel like is a guy that you should bring back if you're Green Bay. We'll see if they do it. A lot of fans sure don't want him back. Jonathan Owens, he's a guy who'll probably get re-signed. But again, he's just an average NFL player. And same for Rudy Ford. None of these guys are really just standout elite safeties. Savage is the closest one to it. And I think Bullock has the potential to be that. You know, if you could potentially get a guy like Cameron Kitchens, that would be another good pickup at safety, but I think Kitchens is going to go a little bit higher than Bullock will. But still, just a good pickup if the Packers take him here. I would love to see that and just, you know, add him to the secondary as well. So we're going two secondary pieces and an offensive line piece, and we're going to keep it on the defense here with pick number 88 in the third round with Mason Smith, the D lineman from LSU. This guy just moves bodies on that D line. He's just a big, strong, tough, physical guy. He's got a knack for getting after the quarterback. He's a brick wall in the run game. And this is a guy who could really come in. You know, Kenny Clark's getting older, right? I think when his contract runs up in 2 years, he'll be 32 years old, I believe. So he's the guy that's, you know, he's getting up there. And I feel like Mason Smith would be a good guy to bring in, let Kenny Clark play out the rest of his contract, bring in Mason Smith as well this year, you know, to just kind of sit behind him, but still get some good playing time for sure, especially with the way some of these injuries can mount up for teams. So bring him in. And then, you know, 2 years from now, either re-sign Kenny Clark as just kind of a, you know, and just kind of run that defensive tackle position by committee with him and Wyatt and Smith, or you let Kenny Clark walk or whatever, even potentially trade him this year if Smith ends up being a stud year one. But I feel like that would be a good move for the Packers. I think, you know, you kind of get younger at that position, but still have him sit under one of the experienced veteran guys. I think that would be very big for Mason Smith and this Packers defensive line. And that would really give you two young guys in the middle for you with Wyatt and Smith. And then you got Van Ness on the edge, another young guy for sure. Then stay in defense yet again, and this is going to be a primarily defensive draft for me, as the offense seems to be pretty shored up here for the Packers. But with pick number 91 in the third round, I have them taking Peyton Wilson, the linebacker from NC State. This guy can do it all. There's basically nothing he can't do. He can get after the passer, he can stop the run, he can drop back in pass coverage against receivers, tight ends, running backs, whatever. The dude is a beast in zone coverage, a beast in man coverage. He's just an elite prospect, in my opinion. I don't see him making it this far, but again, you never know with the way guys rise and drop from now until draft day. I think he's a guy that's going to go second round. I would love if the Packers picked him with the pick that I had him taking Bullock. But, you know, he's just a great guy to throw in the mix there, as you're going to be losing, well, not necessarily losing, but Eric Wilson and Christian Welch, the two guys on defense, both back there as backups on that in that linebacker position. You still have Devondre Campbell, who, you know, he's a little bit older. You got Quay Walker there, who's had a great season this year for sure. But you got him there. I mean, and even Preston Smith, I know the position he plays, but Peyton Wilson could definitely take on that position. And Smith's also getting older. But the biggest thing for me is, like, right now, Devondre Campbell's 30 years old. I think if you bring in Peyton Wilson, I think Campbell has one or two years left on his contract. So if you bring Wilson in, he's a guy who's going to come in and he can make some plays for you year one. And then you let him kind of sit behind Campbell for a year or two, whatever the contract is for him. You let Campbell walk, then you got your replacement right there for Wilson. I think he's a great depth pickup. And I think if he's available right here, whether there's a need for linebacker or not, you can't pass on this guy. He's just too good of a player to do that. I think you go for him, especially if he's available right here. But I would love for the Packers to bring in Peyton Wilson. I mean, he does it all. He is an incredible prospect. I would have him as like he'd be top five linebackers in this draft for me for sure. Where at exactly he ranks on that, I'm not sure. But another guy I would like to take at this spot if Wilson's gone and if he's here is Tommy Eichenberg from Ohio State. But Wilson was available, so I went with him. Next up, a guy a lot of people probably hadn't heard about, but I was looking at him last draft class. He ended up returning to college, and he's back this year for the NFL draft, and he's going to be a stud year one in the NFL and a good day three gem that you can get. And so with the 126th pick in the fourth round for the Packers, I went with Kenny Logan Jr., the safety from Kansas. I think this dude is an absolute beast. I know I already took one safety in Kalen Bullock, but I really feel like Kenny Logan Jr. is another guy that you can bring in, and he can kind of play that nickel corner role as well, but also be back in the secondary. So if you're not bringing back Darnell Savage, definitely go get these two young guys. Again, Kenny Logan's going to come in from year one and make some plays. Now, he'll still be a rookie, so, you know, there will be some mistakes from him for sure, but he's going to come in and he's going to make some just elite plays. He's just a hard-hitting guy. He loves to just hit people. He's got very good ball skills. you know, good instincts. He's just an all around guy who can just, he'll just make plays for you in the secondary. And that's all he did his entire time at, just making plays. He flies to the football, makes hits, just a great tackler. And he's, again, good ball skills. He knows how to close on the ball, when to play the ball, when to play the receiver, great in coverage. I think he's a guy that the Packers could really benefit from picking up. And not only that, but just for, you know, your two starting safeties in Owens and Savage are both going to be free agents this year. So if you don't bring back at least one of them, you definitely go after a safety. And if you want to use that pick of Bullock somewhere else, Kenny Logan's definitely a good guy to get here in the later rounds. I think he's going to be a beast. Then with the fifth round, 166th pick, I have the Packers taking Tommy Eichenberg, the linebacker from Ohio State. Again, he's a guy I think is going to jump up a little bit higher than this fourth, third round. But a guy, again, just for depth reasons, and a guy that you just can't pass up on if he's available here, whether the need's here or not. I feel like he's a guy that can, you know, you put Wilson, Smith's getting older, so Preston Smith is, so you put Wilson kind of at that position, and then you take Eichenberg and put him over at Campbell's position, and I think you're shored up on that linebacker group. I think Peyton Wilson would be a little bit better coming after the passer than Eichenberg would be, but I think these are going to be two very good players in the NFL. I would love if the Packers could get their hands on both of them. They both just make plays. Eichenberg, just a smart veteran guy. Really both of them. They've been in college for 4 or 5 years apiece. So they've been around that level of football for a while. They're very experienced guys, and I would love to bring them into Green Bay and really help this linebacker group out and just shore it up for the future. Now, with the 203rd pick in the sixth round, I'm going with Muhammad Kamara, the edge rusher from Colorado State. A lot of you guys probably haven't heard of this guy, but if you stayed up for that Colorado State game this past season for college, watched the rivalry game primetime for Dion, this was the guy that was causing havoc in the Colorado backfield all night long, getting after Shedeur Sanders and putting on a show in that game. Big number eight, Muhammad Kamara. He's a beast. I think he's a very good pass rusher, and I think he's a very good guy that you can pick up in the late rounds. You know, I think he's a good depth piece, a guy that could potentially start for you later on in his career. You look at Rashawn Gary; he's getting a little bit older. A guy that, you know, hasn't really earned another contract, in my opinion. Some fans may disagree, but I would love if they, you know, if they bring in Kamara, they let Gary walk when his contract's up. And then you got Van Ness, you got a Nagbear, you have Kamara, you have Colby Wooden. You have some guys in there that can take over for, you got Brandon Cox as well. You have some guys that can take over there and just kind of play that edge rusher by committee type of style. And I think Kamara's a guy who would get a lot of reps in that kind of, if they ended up going with that. I think that he's just a very good edge rusher talent here in the later rounds, and love for the Packers to go after him. And kind of staying on that same track, I have him going after Javon Solomon with the 215th pick in the seventh round, an edge rusher out of Troy. I know I'm going with a lot of edge rushers, but this guy's just a demon as well off the edge. And guys that I think can come in, you look at what Colby Wooden did this year and Carl Brooks in particular for the Packers, what they did coming in this late of picks and then coming in this season and putting on a show for the Packers and just making plays and playing key roles. I think that Solomon and Kamara could do the same thing if you bring them in. I think they're both that good. I'm excited about both of them as NFL draft picks, excited to see what they do. And I think they would be very good pickups here for this Packers team to really help this defense out. And honestly, if the Packers can develop them the right way and develop them to their full capabilities, this could be a very elite defense in 2 or 3 years. Then with pick number 242 in the seventh round, I'm going with Frank Gore Jr., the running back from Southern Miss. He's a guy who, you know, his dad obviously played in the NFL, Frank Gore. He's just a tough, hard-nosed running back. He's got some speed on him. I think he would be a good replacement if you don't decide to re-sign A.J. Dillon. Now I'm in AJ Dillon's camp. I want to bring him back. I think he's great for the community. I think he's a very good number two running back. I think he's big, strong, tough to bring down, runs hard. But I see the same things in Frank Gore, and he would be cheaper at this point in the draft than AJ Dillon would be. I think that if you don't want to pay Dillon some money, then bring in Frank Gore Jr. I think he's going to be a good running back in the NFL. Probably not going to be a number one running back, but I could see him bouncing around from place to place as kind of that second running back, or you know, in a situation where they're kind of the running back by committee, like San Francisco used to run before they got McCaffrey, in a similar system to that. But I think that Frank Gore Jr. Is a very good running back for this draft class, especially for a guy that you could probably get in the seventh round. I think he's going to be a good pickup, and would love for the Packers to get him if they don't decide to pay AJ Dillon some money and bring him back. Now, with the last pick for the Packers, pick number 250 in the seventh round, I'm going with Javon Baker, the wide receiver from UCF. I think this guy's got some talent. Would love to see him in that, just another addition to that young wide receiver core. You already got Watson, Dobbs, Reed, Wicks, Melton, Heath, which I believe Bo Melton, he may not be – I think he's coming back, but I think I saw something where he's kind of like a qualifying offer or something. Something like that. I forget what I saw on him, but again, would love to see them bring in Javon Baker here in the later rounds. I think he's just a good talent. Good speed is the main thing. He's got good speed, and that's something you can't really coach. He's got just great measurables, and so if he gets coached up and developed, he could turn into a really solid wide receiver for this Packers offense. You know, kind of that fourth guy on the team. Something similar to that. And another thing real quick, going back to the Frank Gore Jr. pick, Emmanuel Wilson, the third string running back, is a exclusive rights free agent. So if Green Bay doesn't want to give him a qualifying offer, then they wouldn't have to, and they could bring in Frank Gore. I don't think it saves any money either way to really do either one. It's just going to be a league minimum for Wilson. But again, if you want to let him walk and bring in Frank Gore Jr., it'd be great pickups. But yeah, so that wraps up today's video. Let me guys know what your thoughts were down below on the picks. I love seeing all the comments down there. Hopefully these draft videos will start picking up when we get some draft fans in here, because we're going to have a very big draft live stream, as I'll be in the Huddle Reports competition again for that. So make sure you guys subscribe, hit that notification bell so you don't miss any of them. We appreciate all of you guys watching, and we will see you tomorrow. We're having Jason Priester on to talk some Clemson football recruiting, so don't miss that. We'll see y'all then.